from KQED.
Opponents of hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, have pushed for a statewide moratorium on the controversial oil production technique. Those efforts haven't gotten far, so now activists are taking the fight to the local level. KQED science reporter Lauren Summer tells us about several California counties where voters will decide the future of fracking in November.
In May, a bill hit the floor of the California State Senate that was all too familiar to legislators.
Let's lift the call on file item 40.
A statewide moratorium on fracking until the potential impacts are studied. Both sides stepped up to the microphone.
We have seen all sorts of fundamental environmental degradation.
We oppose Senate Bill 1132. In Kern County, we've been safely fracking for decades.
The votes were tallied.
Ayes 16, no 16. The measure fails for the second time.
The second time this year and for the fourth year in a row. So with little traction in Sacramento, anti-fracking activists are going county by county.
We're going to use glitter.
In a parking lot in San Juan Bautista, an hour south of San Jose, Kate Woods and other volunteers are painting huge cardboard signs that read,
"Protect our water. Ban fracking in San Benito County."
The group is called San Benito Rising, and they've put a fracking ban on the county's November ballot. Andy Shah Koran spearheaded the effort.
We collected enough signatures to qualify in 14 days, which was maybe a state record.
Oil companies use fracking to squeeze more oil out of rocks. Water mixed with sand and chemicals is injected underground at high pressure to create tiny fractures. The sand props open the cracks so the oil can flow out. The thing is, so far, oil companies haven't been fracking here.
And we don't want you to frack in San Benito County. You know, we know that this is a county with a lot of oil potential.
Shah Koran says the push for local control is happening across the country. Cities in Colorado and New York have banned fracking over concerns about groundwater contamination and land impacts. Shah Koran is collaborating with activists there and with others in California.
We see a battle for sure, but we also see a great opportunity.
Rebecca Clausen is with Santa Barbara County Water Guardians, a volunteer group that's put a fracking ban on the Santa Barbara County ballot. We're on the coast near Clausen's house, where large oil platforms sit just off the beach.
Home of the first major oil spill in the United States. In 69, there were hundreds of thousands of gallons of oil pouring into the ocean and washing up on these beaches here.
Clausen says the spill and concerns about impacts on local agriculture helped her group gather signatures faster than expected. The oil industry in both Santa Barbara and San Benito counties has also turned out in force with concerns about jobs. That includes Armin Nahabedian. He runs Citadel Exploration, a company that develops oil projects.
We'll move in our rig to initially drill just across the road there. About
today, he's talking with rancher Skip Ramsey about putting an oil well on his land outside of San Ardo, an hour south of Salinas.
Okay. Now, Stan, you don't graze your cattle over there very often?
No, not so much. They generally travel through it to get to the better areas.
The drought has hit Ramsey's ranch hard. The hills turned brown months ago. He says royalty payments from an oil well would go a long way for his family and his ranch.
To just support college educations, and I'd like to increase my water capability to raise more feed for my cattle.
Nahabedian says if the San Benito measure passes, it could stop deals like this one. The problem isn't fracking, he says. His company doesn't use it. It's that the initiative would also ban another oil extraction technique called cyclic steam injection. California's oil is heavy stuff, so producers inject steam underground to loosen it up.
It's not much different than, you know, cleaning a dirty engine block to try to clean the oil off of your engine. You could just steam clean it.
About 60% of the oil produced in California comes from steam injection and similar methods. It's far more common here than fracking. Nahabedian says banning steam injection would mean the state's refineries would have to get oil from elsewhere.
I'm a veteran from Operation Iraqi Freedom, and I have a firm belief that it's our social responsibility and our civil responsibility to become a domestic producer that is totally independent of foreign oil supply.
Now, Hamedian points out the state is developing new regulations for fracking, ones that will ensure it's done safely, he says. But those regulations aren't enough for activists like Andy Shah Koran.
We figure that if we pass these initiatives in November, that dozens of counties will be filing their initiatives, and it can even be done on a city level.
In May, Santa Cruz County supervisors passed a fracking ban there. Voters in San Benito and Santa Barbara counties will vote on bans in November. Activists in Butte and Mendocino counties are still working to qualify ballot measures. For the California Report, I'm Lauren Sommer.